Now that's a Hoover! Because this is a piece about vacuums, it will include debris.
Discarded notes, fragments.
Whatever's in the Hoover, as the rules require, the scope of transformation.
We thought about doing something where a man turned into a vacuum.
Where a vacuum turned into a man.
Where an unbelievably gigantic vacuum-sized rat turned into an unbelievably small vacuum-sized rat.
We thought about transformation.
We asked each other, does love transform? And we found we had different answers.
Does love transform? Does love transform?
No.
Does love transform?
It depends on the circumstance, the kind of love, and what you mean by transformation. When the writer and the composer of this piece met, the composer had a lot of things he wanted to do, and a lot of things he would not do.
He was adamant that he would not set the line!
Pass me the clock.
To that end, any time the characters say, pass me the coffee, it will be spoken. Not so.
He wanted the piece to be self-referential, referring to its own process of creation.
To that end, Liz will now reenact the part of the writer, using the words of the writer to describe her experience.
Well, I thought he talked a lot, and I didn't do a very good job of giving him my points of view. But I had a feeling his music was good, and I actually liked his aesthetic. So I just said I was overwhelmed and had to go home.
The part of the composer, using the words of the composer to justify himself.
But here the writer will arbitrarily assign a word limit to the composer's self-expression. 60.
How many did she get?
61. Go.
Said she was a playwright and had never written opera. She seemed nice but quiet. I assumed she was being humble. I tried to be assuring, but I was terrified and talkative. She took notes.
Wouldn't commit to anything.
I assumed she was being humble. She wouldn't commit to anything.
She wouldn't commit. Do we get a chance to say what we as the performers wanted from this piece? They act like they care, and then they give us this.
I told them I'd go with whatever.
Me too, and also that I'd like to have an angry outburst.
I told them that I'd like to play an abstract quality, like the physical manifestation of statesmanship. I get to play the physical manifestation of a vacuum.
An ideal vacuum is devoid of any matter. It is completely empty. I am completely empty. In the void of the vacuum, there is no sound. On the other hand, the vacuum cleaner is quite loud. It cannot remain what it is when it takes in something else. What you hear when you hear the violent sound of the vacuum is the horror of one thing becoming something else. Before I was in love, I walked like
this. He was in love.
Now I walk like this.
Now he is in love.
Before I was in love, I danced like this.
For he was in love.
Now I dance like this.
Now I
am
in love.
Before I was in love, I ate like this.
For she was in love.
I ate like this.
Now she eats like that.
Ravenously.
But only when no one is looking.
Before I was in love, I was a hamburger.
I was a parlor.
Now I am a Whopper.
I am the cheese itself.
I was in love. I had so many.
She had so many questions.
Disorder, and then I realized he was just cleaning.